Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, she made me louder than me.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to Hope Victorious Healing Oppressed People Eternal. Hello, hello. Come on in. Come on in. I am so excited this morning talking about you are not damaged goods. Amen. You are not damaged goods. Amen and amen. So just waiting for some folk to hop on here. I am so blessed and so honored on this morning just to be here. Every morning I talk about just so honored to be here. How about I am so loving right here. Well, first of all my accessories. My sister bought this for my birthday. Shipped it to me, mailed it to me. I am so loving this. Good morning, Sandy. Good morning. Oh, my God, how about I am so in love with this right here. Good morning, Penny. Oh, my goodness. So my sister mailed this to me for my birthday. I'm so loving this. Look at my hat. My earrings are matched. Wait, how about I even have the bracelet? I didn't put the bracelet on yet, but I even have the bracelet to match. Good morning, Tyra. How are you? Good morning. I am so excited about this morning because my sister mailed this for my birthday. I have the earrings, the hat to match. And wait, how about my necklace? And then how about I have a bracelet that goes with this as well? But I am like cracking up right now. Hi, Mary, because I love it. And she says, you're not gaudy, so I know you're probably not going to wear all of that. But I did sis wear today, and thank you for my beautiful birthday present. But on today, how about we're going to be talking about damaged goods. Oh, my gosh, damaged goods. You are not damaged goods, okay? Hallelujah. Hi, Sister Adela. You are not damaged goods, even if somebody may tell you that you're not. I don't care if you heard it in high school. I don't care if you heard it in elementary school, through a family member, people in the community, folks you don't even know. Amen. You are not damaged goods. You are somebody. How about you are a diamond? A diamond in the garden that shines so bright. So don't count yourself out and thinking that you are damaged goods. Don't count yourself out thinking that you're nothing. I don't care what happened. I don't care how you lived years ago. He didn't do the right thing years ago. Okay, who did? But guess what? God is a forgiving God, and he loves us, and you're not damaged goods. Whoo, Jesus, hallelujah. God didn't make no junk. No, he did not. Look, I'm fired up already because I know, okay, we ain't going to get to all that. We're in 1 minute. Good morning, Mom. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise. Lord God, I thank you for today and I thank you for every day, God. I thank you for moving and shaking for everyone that's on this broadcast on today, God. I thank you for those who will be watching the replay. I thank you for those who are on YouTube right now. I thank you for everyone who are dialed in, Father. God, we love you. Those who are on Facebook Live, God, I thank you. God, touch their families. Touch them, God. Keep them in perfect peace, God. Protect them and keep them, God. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Woo, God just dropped in my spirit. God got your rent. He got your mortgage. He got your electric bill. He got your gas bill. Hallelujah. He has your water bill. He has your taxes. If you're behind, it don't matter. God got everything. He has all the resources that you need. God has everything. Trust him and believe him. Trust and believe him. Amen, amen, amen. Yeah, I've been there where I'm like, Lord, How I'm going to pay this mortgage. I know you blessed me with this house. How I'm going to pay this this rent in this apartment. I know you blessed me to open up the door for this apartment, Father. God has everything that you need. Trust him. Look at all your resources. Call the city. Google rent assistance. Google mortgage assistance. It's out there. God, knock on my door and send me a blessing, Father. But see, you got to put the work in. And that's one thing we always sit back and say, oh, my God, blessings, blessings, blessings. But we don't want to put the work in. Yes, God does a whole lot of miracles. Every day he does miracles for us in our lives. But guess what? I'm not sitting on the couch here. Oh, God, I just bless me. Bless me. Yeah, while I'm putting the work in, I'm running for my life. I'm putting the work in. I'm making calls, seeing how to make this thing happen. God bless me. God opened up a door. Bam, and God opened up a door. He opens up a door. I remember years ago, that's not a part of my topic, but this dropped in my spirit as I was praying. We worry about so much, and God has everything already under control. He already has our mortgage paid. He already has our water, our electric, our gas company. Let me tell you, even if you get a nasty gas person on the phone, get back up and call that next person. Amen? Because sometimes you can run across some people who's so nasty, but what you do is call back. Call another person. Every time I call my phone carrier, it'd be another representative, and they give me something totally different than the last representative. What the world? So guess what? Excuse me, guys. I'm sorry. So guess what? Get up, make a phone call. It'll be another representative on the phone. And pray and ask God, Lord, when I go on this call, please, God, let it be somebody. Give favor to me, Father God. Favor, Father. Let me find favor in your sight with this person that I'm getting ready to get on the phone with. Because sometimes, I'm sorry, you guys, something got in my eye. Sometimes those representatives be so crazy acting. Go to the next one. That bill is going to be paid. Your child's school tuition is going to be paid. It's going to be paid. Good morning, Sister Jewel. It's going to be paid. Amen. Be not weary and well doing, but in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. Don't faint in the midst of being weary. Don't faint in the midst of doing good. Continue to be kind and nice to folk, even when they show you their Just be nice and kind to folk. Amen. And show up. That's what we talked about last week. Just show up. Show up anyhow. Show up. Anyhow, and when you show up, you know God is going to be there. And even when times when you can't get up out the bed or you can't move from that place where you are, and you're saying, God, send a miracle. God knows everything about you. He knows your heart's desire. He knows everything. Pray and ask God. Look, you know we all have testimonies how God was right there helping us, how we said, God, help us, and he showed up. Even we thought, like, God, I'm so defeated. But God says, you're not defeated because I'm fighting that battle for you. Amen. God, I thank you. So trust and believe God for your mortgage and your electric and your gas and your water and your cell phone, even your internet services. You know you need internet for everything. So trust God for all of that. Trust God for all of that. I remember real quick, my electric, my bill was so high, and I said, Lord, when I called this electric company, God, give favor, Father. When I got on that phone, and I was like, Lord, I was talking to the woman, and the woman said, oh, did you apply for LIHEAP? And I said, no, ma'am, I did not. So you need to apply for LIHEAP. I said, okay. So I applied for LIHEAP, called back a few days later, and when I called, the representative was on the phone, and they said, well, you got to prove, matter of fact, before I even called, when I called, they called, no, yes, you got to call them. I called, and when I called, this woman said, you know, you apply for Christ. You know, you're eligible for crisis, too. And I said, huh? Let me tell you, sometimes all that language, when I first bought my home, everything was, like, foreign to me. I'm like, what? But God was just sending so many people my way to let me know what resources were out there. So I called, and she said, oh, we paid your whole electric bill. My bill was so high, it was like $800. Oh, my God, when I tell you, cried on that phone. I know that woman probably said, is the lady okay? I said, oh, my God, you are my angel. I just could not believe it because even though you may not know certain things that's out there for you, but then God sends somebody to educate you and let you know what's out there for you and what you're eligible for, but you got to put yourself out there first. Even though I know it's nerve-wracking on the phone with some folks, but you got to put the work in. Put the work in. Trust me when I tell you, those doors will be open for you. I wasn't even looking for LIHEAP. I was just looking for a payment plan. But look at God. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah, glory be to God. So be encouraged on today. Know God has all of your rent, your mortgage. He has everything. that you need to take care of. Trust him and believe him. And I guarantee you, when you just trust God, say, God, I know you got it. God carry me. God pay for it for me because I can't pay for it. God help me. Increase my finances, Father. Increase for me. Amen. God bless everybody. So let's get into our word on today. I'm just so excited on today, and I'm just so excited on today. Amen. So you're not damaged goods, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. You are not damaged goods. I just wanted to read what damaged goods is. When I researched it, I'm like, you know, I'm just going to put damaged goods in. When God dropped it in my spirit about today, and damaged good means it's products that are broken, cracked, scratched, etc. Informal, a person who is considered to be no longer desirable or valuable because of something. Whose glory be to God, something that has happened. A person whose reputation is damaged. Amen. A person's reputation who is damaged. Amen. So it's a person who is considered to be no longer desirable or valuable. They thought he was no longer desirable or valuable because of something that has happened. A person whose reputation is damaged. They're not damaged goods. Hallelujah. You are not damaged goods. Even when somebody told you that you're damaged goods, you're not damaged goods. And even though they may feel like you're scratched, you're cracked, you're broken, you're not broken. And even if you are broken, God is able to mend broken pieces back together again. He's able to do that for you. So don't count yourself out just because you feel like, oh, my God, am I worth it, Father God? Am I worth it? Yes, you are worth it. Tell your children they are worth it. Tell your little boys, your grown men, and that some of your kids may be grown like mine. Tell your daughters who's grown, who's little, who's not grown, whose sons who's grown or who's not grown. Tell them they are not damaged goods. They are somebody. Because you are somebody. God didn't create no junk. So on this morning, I also wanted to read our portion of scripture I'm going to read this morning. I'm coming for Hagar. I'm sorry, Genesis, talking about Hagar. Genesis chapter 21, verse 17. And this is the story of Hagar, who was the servant of Sarah, and was wife to Abraham because Sarah couldn't have no kids. So they tossed Sarah out. Abraham tossed her out because Sarah wanted her out because she seen them mocking her son. Let me tell you, you don't start messing with somebody's kids. You mess with somebody's kids, you will see a whole other person. You ever see some people who are so meek and mild, and then the moment you see them again, they are like, oh, my God, on fire. They ready to tear somebody else. They ready to tear somebody up when you start messing with their kids and their family members, okay? So the word of the Lord reads, Genesis 21:17, and God heard the voice of the lad. Wow. And the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said unto her, what aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not. For God hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. God is so sweet and so kind because this is Hagar. Hagar had to leave her home because she got thrown out. And even though she didn't ask to be in that situation, Sarah couldn't have children. So she wanted her maidservant to marry her husband so she can have kids and give her kids to her. You know, like a surrogate, but that was not a surrogate because they actually, you know, was married and had intercourse until they, till the baby was developed. Amen. So there was a seed that grew on the inside of her. But Sarah was so upset because she didn't like how when God opened up her womb, how she looked out the window and seen that they were teasing her son. But in the midst of that, Hagar did not ask to be married to her husband. She wasn't even asked to be, okay, now I got to have a baby by him. She was submissive to her master, Sarah. So that's what she did. And then in the midst of that, her and her son Ishmael get tossed out because they were teasing Isaac, which was Sarah's son. But all along, Sarah in her mind was saying, Ishmael should not get the blessings. It should be to my son Isaac. But see, God already had a perfect plan for Ishmael. He already had a perfect plan for you. And even though you may not be the favorite daughter or the favorite son in the family, the favorite cousin or the favorite in the neighborhood or the favorite on the job, but that does not mean that you're damaged goods. That does not mean because you had a bad reputation at one time that God can't clean you up. It doesn't mean that wash you whiter than snow. It doesn't mean anything. And sometimes when we put in situations that we could not control and people mistreat us and treat us like we're nothing, and then we go through all this mental stuff because people had treated us like we was nothing, thrown out. So Hagar and her son Ishmael was, but look at God. When they was thrown out, and Abraham had to send them away. And I know that was hurtful for Abraham, too, because you can't tell me feelings did not grow. And that was his own flesh and blood. But God already told Abraham, I got them. See, even though sometimes you may not feel like God got you, he does. And even though he was thrown, Hagar was thrown out, and her son, she couldn't, you have to read the whole entire chapter, Genesis 21. She could not look at her son anymore. So she put him over there by a tree, which was like a bow shot away. But she put him by a tree because she could not watch him. She felt like he was going to die because they was all out of water. But if you continue to read the chapter, God told her to open up her eyes. And sometimes we be so filled up with tears and so much of our emotions, we can't feel God. We can't see God. We can't see what's around the corner because we're crying so much. But if you just wipe the tears from your eyes, you can see a blessing that's right there before you. See, sometimes we mourn those things that's behind us when God has pushed us forward to look at some beautiful, other beautiful things. And even though she was cast out, her and her son, which was so unfair to be left out there in the desert. But even though you may have felt like somebody threw you away right inside your own home, even when you feel like, oh my God, they're not attracted to me, I'm not desirable, maybe I'm not valuable. Yes, you are valuable. Yes, you are desirable. I don't care if your parents look at you a different way and they feel like you just disgust me because we didn't try to give you everything we could and now you off doing your own thing and now you got yourself together. Yeah, I did. I got myself together. Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. So if God don't see your value, if people don't see your value, I'm sorry, God sees your value. He sees everything. He sees everything that Hagar was going through when Hagar was thrown out. And even though some folk may have looked at her like she was nothing, looked at her like she was trash, don't you know that Hagar was not trash? Her son Ishmael was not trash. She didn't ask to be in that situation. And sometimes we're thrown into situations and then people mistreat us like we have to do what we do. But we do it because we humble unto the Lord. So stop looking at yourself that you don't have the same value on the job, that you can't apply for that position because you don't have enough credentials. Apply for it anyway and see what happens. Apply for that and see what happens. I remember my son when he was in school and college, and he called home, and I was like, look, I'm already looking at your tuition. I think you need to apply for a scholarship. And he says, Mom, I'm looking at all the criteria, and I don't fit that. I said, boy, just fill it out. It don't matter what you see on that paper that may not look like you or may not feel that I can't qualify. You can't qualify for that. Fill it out anyway. Fill it out. Half of the stuff that's on there, the criteria, we did not meet. But guess what? I said, fill it out anyway. He filled it out, and guess what? He got an email that they gave him a full scholarship. Not a full scholarship, paid for the whole semester, but they gave him a partial scholarship. And guess what? I'll take it, and let me just make up the rest of the difference of that. I'll take it. Let me tell you, we was rejoicing because we know we looked at all the stipulations, the criteria. He didn't meet some of those. I didn't meet some of those because I was the one who had to fill out the information, but guess what? God looked past all of that. He moved some papers all around. So what I'm telling you is that what you see, just go for it. Don't worry about if you don't qualify. Now, the only thing that my sister Penny used to always say when we were younger, Mom and Dad is only going to tell you yes or no. Mm-hmm. So the person, the people, places, or things only going to tell you yes or no, but apply for it anyway, even if you look like you don't qualify for it. Go ahead and apply for it anyway. The only thing they could say is two things, yes or no. But they told us a yes. hallelujah, that I questioned. No, because I knew, I prayed and I knew God was in charge of that thing. So what I'm saying to you is that even when Hagar was thrown out, and even when she thought that, Lord, my son is going to die out here, I have no more food, I have no more water, when God opened up her eyes, when she got finished crying and told her to look, it was a well of water, hallelujah, and God blessed Ishmael. He blessed him. See, sometimes we think it's not enough blessings for us. Mom and Dad only left us a little bit, and they will, but more for this sibling and more for that sibling, and I just got a little bit. But don't you know that God will reproduce and multiply everything, that small amount that you thought that was small, he will multiply that into great and many. So you got to trust God and stop dwelling on things that have gone and things that are no more. You have to shift in a new way in life. Hagar had to learn how to shift in a new way because she was no longer underneath that household anymore. And even though she didn't ask for it, she got tossed out. No, I didn't ask to marry somebody. No, I didn't ask to have kids, but I was obedient to my servant. And sometimes we do them our jobs in our community, in our homes, you know, being obedient to whatever we're doing, what God has called us to do. And even if we're in those situations and we're obedient to that task that we're doing and we just get tossed out or act like we're not nothing. I know how some people may be talking about you in your job. I know how some people may talk about you in the family because they know what you did last night. So don't start looking at what they did. No, start focusing on yourself. I don't care what they say about me because I know I'm a king's kid. I know I belong to God. I know I am his. I know I'm not damaged goods. I know I'm something. I know I am fixable. I know God can fix me. So you got to trust God in the midst of fixing you. You got to trust God in the midst of loving you. You just got to trust God. That's just the bottom line. You got to trust him. You got to trust him. You got to believe him. Amen. So I'm just here to encourage you on today. You are not damaged goods. I don't care what they say. Don't look at your children like they damaged goods. Don't look at your mates. Don't look at your family members like they damaged goods. Because God can fix them, and he can fix them up. And he can equip them to be better than they were before, because that's the kind of God that we serve. When you trust him, you love him, and you believe him, because he is awesome and he is powerful. Stop looking at yourself. Stop looking at your age and saying, oh, my God, I'm too old. There's no way I can go at this thing again. Oh, yeah, that's how Joshua and Caleb didn't feel that way when Moses sent them to seek out the land. Uh-huh. He could go seek out the land, and what they seen before was nothing but giants. And they was like, and the people who was with them was like the other 25 spies that were sent out. And they was amongst the 25, and they looking like, mm-mm. And the other spies like, oh, my God, we see giants in the land. They got big fruit in their hands. We see giants in. Joshua and Caleb is like, well, you see what? I know what my God can do. I know God can conquer all of this. And they trust and they believe that God could conquer that thing no matter what they seen. And that's how you got to get to the point. Just like King Jehoshaphat, he said, look, just go and see the salvation of the Lord. King Jehoshaphat was afraid to go and fight that battle. But when he got there to fight, the enemy turned on themselves. See, the devil ain't friends to nobody. So they start turning on themselves. And guess what? King Jehoshaphat didn't have to lift a hand. Hallelujah. Because God said, just go stand and see the salvation of the Lord. So even though God may tell you to go, God had already went before you. He already fixed it, and he already did it. He already done. Trust God and teach your children to trust the Lord. Even if they grow, my mama used to always say to me, your kids hear you, even though it looks like they're not listening, but they hear you. Keep talking to them. I don't care if they're grown or not. Keep talking to them. Mm-hmm. And guess what? They do listen, because I'll be sitting ear huffing sometimes, and I say, oh, they was listening. Keep talking. Hallelujah. And keep talking to yourself and encouraging yourself. When an angel of the Lord said, hey, God, why are you crying? God has already heard the voice of the lad. See, he already heard your children. He had already heard your children. So when your children have their own prayer life, he had already heard them. He had already heard your kids. He knows, even if you missed it and you don't know what's going on with them, God knows what's going on with them. And then God will quicken your spirit to be like, you need to check that situation out. You need to go up into their room and see what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, Ma used to always say, Mom, how did you know that? I connected. The Lord let me know. He will let me know. How many times he done woke my mom up in the middle of the night and was like, Winnie's okay. Oh, my God. God. God is something else. Comforting my mother's spirit, letting her know, because I was a wild one out of my two sisters, okay? And my children is nothing like me when I was their age. But praise God and thank God for deliverance. Thank God for hallelujah that he was able to fix me and turn me around. Amen. Used to always visit my mom and let her know she's okay. Mm-hmm. She's okay. So what I'm saying to you on today is that God had already heard your children. He had already heard you. And he had already fixed it. He had already did it. You got to trust God. And I know that was a scary place where Hagar was at, because now I don't know where I'm going, God, but I got to trust you. Some of us don't know where we are, but we just got to trust God. We got to trust God in the process. We got to trust God where we are and know that he will never leave you, never forsake you. Greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. It may be a scary place because I've never been there before, but you got to trust God that where you are right now, he got you. He said he already seen the land. He know where he is. He done already took care of him. He done already comforted him. He done already healed him. Hallelujah. He has already healed you. He has already done it. He healed you already. Mm-hmm. You thought last night was going to be your last night. God said, no, you shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Feeling so bad, you felt like, Lord, will I even make it this morning? Will I even open up my eyes this morning? Yes. Plead the blood of Jesus. I am healed. Heal me, Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, Lord, and I shall be saved. For thou art my praise. Hallelujah. Sister Ross gave me that scripture years ago. Years ago, she gave me that scripture. A woman used to go to my church who passed away years ago, but she gave me that scripture. Heal me, Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, Lord, and I shall be saved. But thou art my praise. And I remembered that when I was going in for surgery. And I said that until I went under and fell asleep. Hallelujah. Don't you know that God loves you? If God is for you, who can be against you? You are not damaged goods. You are somebody. You are valuable. Even nobody else is desiring you. God desires you. Oh, Jesus. Mm-hmm. And you know that ugly devil desire to sift you as meat. Mm-hmm. But God loves you. He cares for you. You are valuable to God. Hallelujah. You are desirable to God. He can still use you in the midst of what you're doing, right where you are. It may be a little foreign where you are because you may not understand, God, how did I get here to this place? But don't you know God got you? When you wipe the tears from your eyes, you can see the miracle that's before you. And even though Hagar may have been mourning those things that was behind, but God has something so much more for her and her son before them. So she had to open up her eyes to see. And he said, go get the young lad. She got picked up her baby, and there was a well of water right there. See, God, even though people may mistreat you, God is not going to mistreat you. Even though she was tossed out, God is not going to toss you out. He's the only one who will love you like no other. He's the only one that will wrap his arms around you like no other. He's your comforter. He's your keeper. And he will never leave you nor forsake you. So even though you may think that you're damaged goods, you're not damaged goods. God has already got you. I don't care if you feel like you're cracked, you're scratched, you're broken. Guess what? God is able to mend broken pieces back together again when you trust the name of the Lord. He is all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. So be encouraged on today. Be encouraged on today. Amen. So my broadcast is getting ready to end. I just wanted to hop on and encourage you that God is faithful and that he loves you and that he cares for you. And God got your mortgage. He has your rent. He has all those bills collectors calling you. Mm-hmm. He got all of that. Look and Google some resources and put your pride aside and ask somebody what kind of resource they have out here for this. What kind of resources they have out there for that? I was forever. Hey, I need help. I'm on the bus stop. Do you know anything about somebody who can help me with my gas? Do you know somebody can help me with my? Let me tell you, I was on it. Good morning, Tracy. Hey, Cousin Tracy. I was on it. Do you know who could? My sister Penny used to be like, oh, my gosh. My sister Nikki be like, just let her do what she do. Let me tell you, I ask questions. You hear me? And you'd be surprised when you ask questions what happens. Amen. You'd be surprised. So on this morning, just talking about Hagar, just talking about her position being in the wilderness, her child thinking that everything was dried up for them. It's not over till God says that it's over. It's not over till God says that it's over. And even though you may feel like it's over, it ain't over till God says that it's over. Over, over. Hagar thought it was over when she got tossed out of the home. She thought it was over for her son, but it wasn't over. I know that was a scary place of her being outside of her home, going to another land she knew nothing about. She had nobody to pull on, but she had to trust God. Trust God that he got her. Trust God that he cares for her. Trust God that he's in the midst of being right there. Even when she didn't hear her son crying, God said, I heard the lad. In Genesis 21, verse 17, I heard the lad. I heard him crying. Why are you crying, Hagar? He heard the lad. He heard him. But when she dried her eyes, she was able to see the gift that was right, the blessing that was right before her, a well of water that she would be able to drink and hydrate her son from being dehydrated. Yet when she opened up her eyes, and sometimes we'd be so overwhelmed in our tears till we can't even see the blessing right before us. But when you just wipe your eyes, baby, you're able to see everything that's right there before you. If God is for you, who can be against you? God hear your children. He hear you even when we feel like we missed the mark with our kids. I don't care if they're grown or not. When we feel like we missed the mark, they little. We think we missed the mark. When they grown, we think we missed the mark. But God heard them. God hear their prayers when they're praying to him. God got your children. He have you. Mm-hmm. Even though Hagar didn't ask for that position, she didn't ask to be thrown out. She didn't ask to marry Abraham. She didn't ask to have the child by Abraham. But she did being obedient to her master, which was Sarah. And she did it. And she did it because that was her master. She was a servant. So she didn't ask for the next. So when she was tossed out, she probably said, how did I even get here to this place? You are not damaged goods. Even though somebody may say that you think you're damaged goods, you're not damaged goods. You're everything. You are valuable. You are desirable. God loves you. God desires you. He loves you. I don't care if people say, I keep saying if you scratched or broken, God is able to mend broken pieces back together again. God is able to mend all those scratches and make your skin perfect and make you perfect again. Because that's the kind of God that we serve. So don't allow nobody to make you feel like you damaged goods. Like this is it. This is all you can be. No, this is not all you can be. Hallelujah. God has so many great things in store for you. When you wipe your eyes to see the blessing that's before you, stop wanting those things that's lost. Stop wanting those things that you think that just you know eventually is going to fade away. Mm-hmm. Stop wanting those things because God has something so great for you. Hey, girl, I can't even imagine how she felt being out in the wilderness all by herself with her son. But God was right there with her. He was right there walking with her. He was right there with her. He already knew her pain. He already knew her pain. Yes, he did. He already knew her pain. And he was right there waiting for her, right there in the wilderness. That's why he said he already seen where he was. Already seen. Hey, Evangelist Weiss. Already seen where the lad was. He already seen it. See, God knows what's going to happen before it even happens. So stop allowing people to tell you that you're damaged goods because you're not damaged goods. You are somebody. I don't care what you did last night, what you did this morning, what you did years ago, because sometimes people look at you, oh, you got a bad reputation. Yeah, that was then, but this is now. He has made me anew. And even if folks can't see it, know that God sees it. Know that God loves you. Know that that's his embrace that's wrapping his arms around you at night. Know that's him wiping the tears from your eyes. Knowing that it's him that's doing all of that for you because he loves you. God bless you on today. My broadcast is over. I know I said that like 10 minutes ago, but I just feel this thing so strongly because I know God loves us and he cares for us. Stop worrying about your electric bill, your gas bill, your phone bill, your wireless services, your internet, your mortgage, your rent, because God had already paid it. He had already did it. You just got to trust God and step out and just do what God called you to do. He got you. Apply for those loans, apply for those grants and scholarships. I don't care what the stipulations say, the criteria say, apply for it anyway. They're going to tell you yes or no. Just go ahead and apply for it. Just apply for it. I do some crazy stuff. I know I don't fit none of that description, but I'm going to apply for it anyway. Mm-hmm. Do God open up doors? Yes, he does. Do God send miracles? Yes, he does. All the time. Hallelujah. You got to trust and believe God, and by faith. Trust him by faith. For faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You can't see it, but you got to believe it. Know that greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. Because God got you and God loves you and he cares for you. Amen. So stop thinking that you're damaged goods, because you are somebody. I don't care who's talking in your ear about you. You're never going to amount to anything. Look at you. If you leave here, where you going? Who's going to love you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, guess what? Somebody told me that too. My ex-husband told me that too. Uh-huh. Yeah. You're going to wind up in a shelter if you leave here. Who's going to want you? Who wants you? I said, God wants me. I'm saying to myself, wait a minute. Hold up. God wants me. God loves me. And even when he was talking all that in my ear, just kept talking. When I sat there by the chair, and I'll never forget that day, when that sunshine burst through that window, I felt the love of the Lord. I felt embracing me. I felt God holding me and caring for me and keeping me. Even when he said all of that stuff, I felt the sunshine of God, and God was letting me know, I'm right here for you, baby. I am your sunshine. I got you. I held my head up high. I said, I don't care where he think I'm going to be. And even if I did have to go to a shelter, I'm in transition. It's a transitional home because I'm transitioning to something great. I'm transitioning to something new. I'm transitioning to something that's going to be so much better by this. So guess what God said? I heard the lad. So I came from Genesis 21, verse 17 on today. God bless you all. Oh, my God. I am, like, so encouraged on today by the word. I came from Genesis chapter 1, verse 17, talking about Hagar and her son who was tossed out. You're not damaged goods. God got you. God loves you. God cares for you. I don't care who's speaking in your ear. You are not damaged goods. You are somebody. You are king's kid. How about that? You are a king's kid. Oh, glory be to God. You hear my broadcast is getting ready to end, but I just wanted to encourage everybody on today, knowing that you are everything. You are wonderful. You are powerful. You are fierce. God got you. Don't you know that God has you and he loves you? Amen. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I glorify you. God, I praise you. God, I thank you. God, I worship you, God. I love you, God. I worship you, God. Lord, we love you. We believe in you, Father. Wipe the tears from that woman's, tears from that man's eyes on today, God. Do it right now for your glory, Lord God. When somebody told me they were nothing, that they were damaged, you said, what? You will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. Touch those who dialed in on today. Touch those who are listening on Facebook Live. Touch those who are going to watch the replays. Touch those who are on YouTube on today listening, Father. Oh, God, we bless your name. We bless your name, God, because you are God and you're God all by yourself. When you heard the lad crying, you heard the little boy crying, even when the mother couldn't hear him crying because she was so overwhelmed where she was, God. God, you supplied every need, God. You fed them, you clothed them, you kept them in the wilderness from things coming up against them in the wilderness, in the animals eating them up. God, you got them, God, and you were there. Oh, God, we thank you that you're able to break rocks into pieces. We thank you for your word, God. We thank you for your word. You said your word is like a hammer that breaks rocks into pieces. And, God, we thank you. We glorify you. Touch everyone listening on today, God. Heal their bodies right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Go before them, God, and set every crooked path straight, God. Lord, touch them, Father God. We thank you most of all for your son Jesus dying on the cross for our sins that we may have everlasting life. You say in our word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe that you have raised your son Jesus from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray, God. Touch right now, God. Touch right now, God. Send us tuition, Father God, for those who need bills to be paid for their school, their children's school, God. Whether college, elementary, high school, God, middle school, do it right now for your glory, God. Protect them as they off the school, Father God. Touch those who are so downhearted on today. The Lord wipes the tears from their eyes and say, how did I get to this place where I'm at? How did I get here, God? What answer did again for me to get controllable, and some things that we couldn't control. But stop beating yourself about things that you couldn't control. Go back and redo that thing to make it great. Ask God to help you redo that thing. Hallelujah. Not situations that you may have been thrown in, but I'm talking about situations that you have to, that you could have controlled. Stop beating yourself up about that and allow God to fix it. Hallelujah. Allow God to fix it in those situations that was out of our control. Ask God to help. Ask God to mend our broken heart. Ask God to remove the bitterness from your spirit, from your heart, your soul, and your mind, things that were so uncontrollable that happened to us. God, fix their heart, fix their mind, God. Forgive them for their sins, Father God. Touch their minds, God, every time they think about something bitter towards you, Father God. Take the evilness from them, Father God, and the bitterness that they will love you how they used to love you, God. Hallelujah. You have not forsaken them, God. You said you would never leave us nor forsake us. God, we thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Because, you know, sometimes, when we go through a situation that we were thrown in that was so out of our control and things that have happened to us in life, we get angry with God. And we be so angry with him because it happened. But ask God to help you in the midst of that. Ask God to help you even when you're thrown in a situation and it's so out of your control. But it happened. Ask God to mend your broken heart. God loves you. And he will make every crooked path straight. And he will turn that thing around. When you trust God, he will turn that thing around. He will turn it around. You got to trust and you got to believe God because he will turn that thing around. Hello, Egypt Marie. He will turn that situation around for you. Things that was out of your control and things that you could have controlled. He will turn that situation around again. And sometimes those things that we did that was not of God, we don't bring it to him because we like embarrassed or I bought this on myself. Stop thinking like that because we're not perfect. God makes, God is perfect. He forgives us for our sins. And that's not giving excuse for things that we have done. No, that's just letting you saying that all have sinned to come short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So stop thinking that it, you are so perfect because nobody's perfect. God does everything action. He will perfect that thing. God will. But ask God to help you and stop beating yourself up about things that you did say yes to when you should have said no to. Ask God to fix that and turn that situation around. I had to do the same thing because marriage is a good thing, and I love marriage. So when God is ready for me to be married again, this time I'm going to be open. I'm like, okay, is that him, God, and not ignore the voice of the Lord. But I said yes to somebody that I shouldn't have said yes to, and I beat myself up because I know I heard God. But I had to repent and say, God, forgive me. I heard you speaking to me, and I said yes anyway. But God forgave me. And then God made that bad situation and turned around for his good. Mm-hmm. And God would do that for you because he loves you. He loves you. But stop beating yourself up and stop tormenting yourself. And ask God to fix your and mend your broken heart. Ask God to do that for you and he will because some things we don't understand in life, but everything God does is perfect. When we have lost our loved ones, God loved them more than we loved them. And you got to ask God to mend your broken heart because he loved them more. And we don't understand different things. But what I do know is that God loves you. What I do know that he didn't make no mistakes. What I do know that you're not junk, that you are a diamond in the garden, no matter how short, tall, your height, your color, you are that diamond that shines so bright. You have the same significance as somebody standing beside you. Mm-hmm. I don't care if your rose a dandelion. When you go into a store, roses cost more. But guess what? You are more. You're valuable. But just because you're a dandelion, that doesn't mean that you're not a rose. That doesn't mean that you don't have the same significance or the same value. Yes, you do. God loves you. Amen. So trust God in today. I'm going to hop off of here. I love you. I'll see you all next Tuesday. Don't forget to register. I'll be doing a conference in Philadelphia, and Power to Win is going to be on June 24th. You can register on Eventbrite. or you can register through my Cash App, which is Hope Victorious, all one word, Hope Victorious. The early bird special is $35. It's going to be amazing. This is my third one, and it is so powerful. And you all got to join. I'm sorry, it won't be virtual, it's only in person, but you all got to come. It's going to be so awesome. And register, don't miss the early bird special. And come on out, because when I tell you I got some dynamic speakers, we even have speakers for our younger girls from ages 7 to 14. The older girls may want to join the adult class. When they get a certain age, they'll be like, I'm going to join the adult class, but it's up to them. But I have separate classes for our young kids. So even bring your young daughters, your goddaughters, your granddaughters, your neighbor's daughters, bring them and register, because it's going to be so powerful and it's going to be so, so awesome. So register. Don't miss out on the early bird special. Good morning, Renata. Amen. So I love y'all. Love you too, Ben Casella. I love y'all. And be great. Know that God loves you. I came from Genesis chapter 21, verse 17 on today. Know that God loves you and he cares for you. Amen and amen. Hi, Cousin Angie. How are you? Hi, Renata, Jewel. Amen. Hi, Michelle. And Mary. Hi, everybody. My mom is sending me names, people I may have missed. Amen. So God bless you. God bless you. Hey, Cousin Angie, happy birthday. I love you all. And have a wonderful day. And be blessed on today. Know God loves you. Know he cares for you so, so much. Open up your eyes like Hagar had to when he asked her, why are you crying? And there was a well of water right before her. Dry your eyes so you can see the blessing that's before you. Amen. Amen. And know that you're not damaged goods. You are good. Amen. God bless, and I see you all on next Tuesday. And don't forget to register for the early bird special, Empowered to Win. You guys, it's going to be phenomenal. God bless you. Oh, one last thing. Go download my son's song, Caught Trouble, by Michael J. Woodard. It's so awesome. It's talking about a relationship that we all can attest to, being with somebody and want to be with somebody, knowing that they trouble, but even though you want to, but you know that you can't because you know that it's toxic. Everybody can attest to that. Amen. God bless you. Oh, my gosh. Even if you are married, somebody you dated years ago, don't you got to be like even be a friend that you know that's toxic. Just stay away from them. God bless you guys. Bye.